Hi there, this is the Community Broadband Bits podcast from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. I'm Lisa Gonzalez. As part of a video project, Chris traveled to Glasgow, Kentucky this past summer. Glasgow is known as the first U.S. municipal broadband network. Chris spent time there talking with Billy Ray, superintendent of the Glasgow Electric Plant Board. This week, we bring you some audio clips from the project as a special Thanksgiving treat. Billy Ray's the man behind the Glasgow network. The network began when the community was dissatisfied with services from the incumbent cable TV provider. Glasgow EPB now provides electricity, cable TV, and data services, including internet access. In the first segment, Billy Ray discusses why the community of Glasgow decided to invest in the network and describes his vision.
Glasgow already had cable TV. It was from a company called Telescripts Cable Company, and it was pretty poor. So I began to have conversations with my board about how cable TV works and what my vision of how electricity needed to be distributed in the future and how we could mitigate the need to build more and more generation facilities if we used the ones that we had more efficiently. And to this day, we use them miserably. Most generation facilities that you see are only really living up to their nameplate rating about 3 or 4 hours a day, about 3 or 4 days a week. The rest of the time you're paying for it and not getting that much utilization out of it. So that's how we came to, in the later 80s, had synthesized that idea enough and had a consultant do a study about whether it was truly possible to build a broadband network that could do cable TV as well as other data communications. And the consultant said it was possible, although the consultant that we hired turned out to be kind of a cable TV aficionado. And there was about a 2-inch thick report, and the first quarter of an inch said, yeah, this is how these systems work, and it would work just fine. But the rest of it, inch and three quarters, was, but it would be terrible if you did that. It would, cause the earth to spin improperly on its axis, and dogs would be sleeping with cats, all that terrible stuff. So my board was perhaps unpersuaded by that, and in those days I used to say that the one commonality among 10,000 cities across North America was that they hated their cable operator.
And have changed.
Now they hate their cable operator, and there's only like three different ones, so they hate the same ones. Telescripts had systems in Knoxville and Chattanooga for sure. I'm sure some other large cities. And so they were getting the new stuff, and the small communities, rural communities, were getting the old stuff that was maybe too new to throw away, but not good enough to use in their flagship systems. So we were clearly getting less than the best service that we could get because it was more profitable. And that became one of the kernels of an idea of why should we have to make do with this less than modern hardware in Glasgow, and as a result not have the full complement of channels available and all the best entertainment stuff.
The Glasgow Electric Plant had to reinvent themselves to breathe life into the cable network. Here, Billy Ray describes how the community began to experiment with local television. Glasgow's local programming allowed citizens to connect to the community and has remained popular with the locals.
We had to become savvy marketeers. And if you've ever been around an electric utility, you know what a huge evolutionary leap that's going to have to be. But we we began to, luckily, attracted a team of really sharp young guys and girls that loved to play with this broadband network and experiment with what it would do and find little trinkets that worked. And video cameras had been invented in 1988, and we bought several of them, and a lot of us had kids that were playing Little League Baseball at the time, and so unable to afford a legitimate camera crew, we bought some VHS cameras and handed them out to people that were going to the Little League park anyway that night and asked them to capture video of Little League ball games, and it became very popular. And we evolved into doing the city council meetings and fiscal court meetings. And as I said, probably the biggest discovery we made in the locally originated programming world was when we discovered that every Friday at Barron District Court, they had small claims court, and the judge allowed us to bring a camera in there and tape local people suing each other. It's very exciting programming. I mean, we got a lot of customer converts from Telescripts Cable Company to us because they wanted to see District Small Claims Court.
It's reality TV.
That's right, yeah. Long before the networks discovered it.
Here, Billy Ray reflects on how the people in Glasgow each took advantage of the network in harmony with their own needs.
And, you know, I think every community has a patriotic zeal to be better than their neighboring community. And there are also, I contend, sharp people in every community looking for an opportunity. And we provided a fertile field for some bright people to come in and say, if I gave you this system that could pass signals, pass data back and forth between this point and 15,000 other points in the community, what would you do with it? And schools produced people that were interested in exploiting that, and we found people that were interested in exploiting that. Again, largely driven by the competition, by, you know, having a extremely large and well-financed competitor trying to run us into the ground caused people to develop an entrepreneurial response that allowed them to find ways to make broadband serve the community in ways that people had not yet thought of. And we thought that continued to resonate with what electric power had done. You know, people said they wanted lights. They really were surprised that you could also wash clothes and dishes and cook with it. They wanted the lights. It was the entrepreneurs, and often, you know, post-FDR, post-New Deal, it was the local people that were responding to the request of the local residents to get them lights that also discovered, hey, there's a lot of other cool stuff you can do with this electricity stuff. We just repeated that 80, 90 years later and said, there's a lot of other cool things you can do with this broadband stuff, and let us show you. And we discovered that people wanted us to democratize technology. We already knew that nobody really wanted to be taught what a kilowatt hour was. They just wanted to enjoy the benefits and get a simple bill every month, and if they could afford it, that's fine.
This Thanksgiving, we're adding Glasgow and Billy Ray to our list of things to be thankful for. Without his work and the community's pioneering spirit, municipal networks would not be as prevalent today. The Glasgow Electric Plant Board website, glasgowepb.org, offers detailed information on the network's history. Both the essays and FAQs are great places to learn about the story. Muninetworks.org also provides several stories, video, and audio resources about Glasgow. Just follow the Glasgow tag. Feel free to contact us with questions or ideas for future podcasts. You can email us at podcast@muninetworks.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @communitynets. The show was released on November 26, 2013. Thank you to the group Hazard Beat for their song Laszlo, licensed using Creative Commons. Have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving.